Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. I told you, Crop came out here this week and hooked up the air conditioning. The weather is so wacky, though, and
really
I live
is.
In a very tall, I mean, it's a four-level townhouse, and so it's weird. The other day we had heat on the bottom two floors and had the air conditioning on the top two floors.
Right.
It's just
weird. The last couple of days, it's just nasty out now. It's just going to be raining drizzly all day. It rained all night. Hopefully it goes away. It gets warmer, but
isn't it supposed to go away this afternoon? Because the Fire King, as soon as it stops raining, I'm going to go out there and start a fire in the wet fire pit.
Yeah. Let me check my hour by
hour.
Is it going to
be
hour.
Raining, though, throughout the day? Because
it better not.
Yesterday, I planned on going for a run, and it was not raining right after the show, but yeah. I kind of pulled a Cakes. Cakes says he does the nap, like, right after the show.
Generally,
I did
yes.
a nap, like, right around 11, and by the time I woke up, raining, I was like, I'm not doing that
this
again.
This is perfect nap weather outside yeah. right now, by the way. You
yesterday
just look outside,
sucked.
You just want to crawl
yesterday
back
did
into bed.
Suck.
All right, so today, fellas, light rain here in Ashburn, light rain until about 11, and then cloudy, mostly cloudy. So it's going to be cloudy or mostly cloudy, but the rain should taper off by about 11. But Sunday is supposed to rain again.
That's good enough for me. But the temps are like in the high 50s?
Yeah, mid to high 50s.
Nice. Yesterday, I took such a hard nap that at 11:30, I woke up, and I thought it was the next day. I thought I had to do the show. That's
a lot of the days blend. I mean, tomorrow, are you on the air tomorrow? Jason,
I think I'm on the air from 9 to 12 with Johnny. I know I'm working with Johnny Cakes.
Yes, Ricky.
Okay.
9
until
noon.
I think it's 9 to noon.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
What is our guest lineup, Jason? I know that I booked JP Finley's going to be on at 1, and Chick is pretty much available whenever.
We're
as
working,
long as golf isn't opened up.
We're working on JP or Chick or Hernandez, correct? We have Dan Helly will join us again.
Okay.
Get a little national perspective from him. He's going to be camping, by the way.
Okay.
He's going to be in some campground.
Oh, I thought you meant he's nice. Going to join you from the interview from earlier in the week.
Well,
join
no.
you type.
That would be nice, too. But
yeah.
And then I'm going to try and grasp at John Keim, but he says he has to get back to me on the time.
Okay, gotcha. Hmm. All right, so we're packed.
Well, we have somebody. Cakes booked Pete, right?
I booked Pedro for 10 a.m.
Right,
I'm going to pick his brain about the NFL draft.
I'm going to text Rossini now because I keep saying I'm going to, and I haven't.
Yeah, get her.
Who else do you want me to – we'll do our show prep right here, Cakes. Who else should we text?
I don't care. Just just find somebody. That's all right. All I care about.
All
we
right.
have two guests. We're good. If we
yeah,
get a
I don't
third,
even
that's
care.
Gravy. That's bonus.
You know how I don't care. We can just BS and get through it easy. But all right. I'll text right now. I have another idea that I'll hit you up with potentially.
Right, cool. But, of course,
sounds
tomorrow
good.
We're talking more NFL draft because you've got rounds 2 and 3. So when you guys start the show at 9 o'clock, you'll be talking about what the Redskins did and whether or not they were able to trade Trent Williams. Continuing coverage of the NFL draft presented by FedChoice Federal Credit Union. The federal community is playing a crucial role in our fight during these tough times, and FedChoice Federal Credit Union sincerely thanks everyone working tirelessly to help mitigate the disaster. Learn how we can help you at fedchoice.org, insured by NCUA.
See, right, you, so Donkey Kongs, Kongs got the better of the two Saturday shifts because the picks will be ongoing while you guys
correct.
Are on the air.
That's
oh,
true.
Better.
But I usually like to do the early show just to kind of get it out of the way. So
like
I'm
knock
weekend.
It out.
Yes. And by the way, JP, if one
Friday
of our
night.
Guests backs out, I'll just get one of my 200 restaurant friends, and we'll just talk about the state of the restaurant industry in town.
Well, right. Truth be told, I mean – when you asked me, Jason was like really big on booking guests, and I only got to the letter C out of my contacts. That's where Chick came up, and I quit. Once I booked two guests and I was on the letter C, I didn't even go down D, E, F, G. So I'm sure I could book other guests if you'd like.
Right. Well, for a 3-hour show on a Saturday, I think no fewer than 6 guests.
That's a lot of guests.
You're chock full of guests. Here's the problem with guests. See, Jason likes guests because they fill time.
Yep.
But you guests. You
what am I supposed to talk to JP about?
Well, you Seriously. Have to be interested in talking to the guests, Steven.
Oh, I like talking to guests more than JP.
It's because he books a bunch of golf guys.
Yeah.
Golf guys. You have an endless array of golf guys.
You have Danny
guests.
McCarthy
you
on.
You think it's not more interesting to talk to JB Holmes than Joe Pa?
All right.
I mean, come on.
I just don't even care to talk to him.
JP,
you don't care
JP.
About anything.
I don't.
You just
want
to hang out the fire pit.
The fire.
I forgot we had JB Holmes on the show.
You didn't ask one question. You didn't ask one question.
By the time this pandemic's over, the whole PGA Tour will appear on your show.
I think maybe I did ask him one question. I think it maybe had to do with his putting. Like,
do you know that JB Holmes, Eric, played on the high school varsity team in third grade?
Wow. It sounds like JP at Queen Anne.
He was like 8 years old, and he was playing. He was shooting like 84.
He's a prodigy, silly.
Right. Anyway, JP was like that. JP went to Queen Anne, and they had kids on before it folded. Like, if you were in, like, the 6th grade and you were good enough, you got to play varsity.
Yeah, I played on 7th grade. I mean, I didn't start or anything, but in 7th grade, I played on the varsity baseball team, and I remember I didn't get many at-bats. But I got a bat against a man. I mean, just a man. I mean, I don't think I hit puberty until I was like 15. Like
you told that story. You told that story.
There were 40 kids in that school. Of course, you played varsity.
How could you not? There were roughly about 50 kids per class.
Right.
So about 50 kids in 7th grade. Maybe it was 60.
So, we touched on it earlier. Hogan has been doing some interviews lately. He's clearly getting pressure from the golf community.
Nerds.
You know, everyone wants their businesses to slowly be open or open immediately and figure it out. But the golf community certainly has been a little bit frustrated as you see other states allowing it. Even New York has opened up their golf courses, and they've been hit harder than anybody else by far. It's not even close. It's like a different country, what's happened in New York.
Right.
So I don't know when that's going to come. Hogan said it's when they start to ease restrictions. They'll be the first. They'll be right there, that first group of businesses. There's no reason why it can't be open. There really isn't.
I agree.
All the golf courses have figured out ways. I told you my buddy has what I think is a brilliant idea, is just put plexiglass in the golf carts to retrofit them, and then you've even solved the golf cart riddle.
Is Healy paying you? Are you a consultant and you're not telling us?
No, I want to know. That
be honest.
I'm passionate about it because, I want to see my friend do well, and I love golf.
Right. You want the flexibility or the option to go out and play if you want.
I smell a fish.
You don't want to drive to Virginia.
Just like Jason.
I'm not driving to Virginia. I won't do it.
I know you do, and I don't want you here. You stay there.
It may change in the next week. All right, here's what I want to get to.
By the way, you're looking at the newest member of Evergreen Country Club.
You did join it, you dummy?
Look at that.
Yeah, I did.
How much was the initiation fee, man?
I waived it.
It's about as much as that hat costs you.
Yeah.
That is this much.
Hat. All right, EB, you're a Redskins fan. I want to throw out kind of a hypothetical. Let's just say that the Redskins somehow do trade Trent Williams for a second-round pick.
Oh, that would be a steal.
And tonight they have a second-round pick and a third-round pick.
Well, it's not going
to happen. What positions do you want to see them address? Second-round pick and third-rounder. We can open this up to callers, 800-636-1067. Because I want to see what the priority is now. Do you just go best player available and you're willing to draft a defensive lineman? Or do you say, I got to go wide receiver, tight end, or I got to go tackle, tight end, I got to go tackle, wide receiver? What do you want to see the Redskins do tonight in the draft? And I'm giving you that hypothetical second-round pick for Trent Williams to play
with. Well, let me just say this. I'm going to make a statement that I will regret if it happens. If they trade him for a second-rounder tonight, I'll Porky Pig on Facebook Live, okay? I'll have no pants.
Nobody wants that.
No pants.
Nobody's They're not getting it. A second-round pick.
You could be Porky Pigging right now.
Yeah, but it's a risk.
That's
you never
safe.
Know.
That's
a camera
safe.
Could fall. It's a risk.
They're
Trust
not going to get a second-rounder.
What position would I – God, I mean, they really need offensive line.
If you could get T. Higgins, or was Mims drafted last night?
No, he was not.
Yeah, if you can get Mims, he can fly.
They could use a corner, too. A corner, I think, needs to be in the mix.
Hey, you can get Stephon's brother.
Yeah, that's right. Trevon Diggs still out
there. Cake's GM. You're the GM of the Redskins.
Nice.
Even though, because you got fired yesterday. I'm the GM of the Lions.
But I gave my resume to Ron Rivera, and all of a sudden he wants to hire me.
Right. He scoops you up, and he says, we got two picks tonight.
Okay.
What are you drafting?
I'm seriously looking at a corner, because right now you bring in Fuller, and you sign Ronald Darby. Last time I checked, Darby, not very good. I need some depth and an upgrade there. I'm going to look at corner and offensive line because you need to shore it up with Trent gone. Those are the two areas I'm going to look at.
Yeah.
And I hope I make a good impression on my new Bolf. I hope he wants to hire me full time.
I'm drafting.
Not just as a consultant.
I know we need the tackle. I'm drafting wide receiver, tight end.
See, I'm going to wait on wide receiver because the class is so deep. I feel like I can probably get one of those guys that's getting pushed down the board like in the fourth round.
I'm drafting wide receiver, wide receiver.
Oh, you're going double dipping?
Yeah.
Really?
If the guys are there that I really like, I would draft. Like if I could get Higgins and Mims, or if I could get, you know, Higgins and Pittman or Claypool, I'm drafting two young stud receivers.
See, I think you're going to be okay with McLaurin, whoever you draft. You keep Harmon there as like your third guy, and then you have Sims in the slot. I think you can work with that.
Oh, come on. You got to do better than that.
I don't think you need to double dip with wide receivers that high.
Harmon's not a burner. Good player, but he was a sixth-round pick.
I know he's not a burner.
Yeah, but you don't need a burner at every position.
I like speed. I like speed and size. That's what I like.
Right. Now, well, Harmon's got some size.
Yeah, but, dude, these guys are better. These guys are better than Kelvin Harmon that are still available.
I agree. They have so many needs. I honestly, and I rarely say this for the Redskins, I would go best player on your board if you have that second. Whatever position it is, almost.
All right.
Just your highest rated.
It might
position.
Be corner. Like if they get Christian Fulton, if he's there, maybe they go corner.
Yeah, I mean, if they have a guy that had like a mid first round grade and he's just sitting there, and for whatever reason, there's a run on other positions, scoop him up because we have a lot of needs. Unless he's like a D lineman or something.
But, Cakes, you're right. They do need a left tackle unless they are a believer in this kid Lucas that they got from Chicago, which I doubt. But they definitely need some help on the offensive line on the left side.
Right.
Don't you think?
They definitely need an upgrade.
Yeah. It's going to be boring for waiting for them to pick until the third round, although it will go faster. And if they trade down, which I hope they do, then it's really going to be boring. But I hope they do.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, that second round, how long will it take the second round to go? It'll be quicker.
Is it 5 minutes tonight?
5 minutes between picks, yeah.
Sorry, it'll go much quicker. Yeah.
What time does it start? You say it's 7?
I thought it was 7. I could be wrong.
It started too late. I mean, I don't want to do the old man bit, and we all know they figured out the math on the ratings. But have we heard ratings information, by the way? Has John Orand tweeted any nuggets?
Not seen it.
Because that had to have killed.
Did you guys see the screenshot of Mike Vrabel's house with his wackadoo kids, and I guess somebody left the bathroom door open. Somebody was sitting on the toilet.
I didn't see that.
That's so great.
It was a screenshot.
It was a reflection in glass or a mirror, and some dude's dropping a deuce.
That's hilarious.
That is so good.
I mean, you don't close the door when you're – I can understand maybe not closing the door if you're going number one. But the deuce, you got to shut the door.
That is awesome.
Well, maybe they were on the clock, and they're getting ready to make their pick, and he didn't want to miss the pick. He had a wave, so he left the door open so he could watch TV.
Hey, man, I don't care how bad the wave is, you still shut the door.
The wave is a real thing, Cakes.
I understand that, but it takes one quarter of a second to shut the door.
It's fake news, Cakes.
It is? I got duped by fake news?
It's just a guy sitting on furniture, and it's just...
It looks so real. I got fake newsed. I'm bitter.
It happens. It happens to the best of us, Cakes.
I got onion.
I thought Ocho Cinco was doing porno.
Right,
yeah,
you did.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break if you want to chime
But that wasn't fake news. You just didn't read the story.
Well, that guy's name was Chad Johnson.
Right.
If you want to chime in... 800-636-1067. What do you want the Redskins to do tonight in the draft? What position do you want them to go with? Tight end, wide receiver, tackle, or go best player available? We'll take some of your calls next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Next, here on The Fan. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Been talking NFL draft all morning long. Heard from John Keim at 7 o'clock. Redskins insider for ESPN.com. Charlie Casserly from the NFL Network, former Redskins GM. If you missed any, you can always use the rewind feature on radio.com. Download the app, select our station. You can go back in time, and you can listen to those interviews. Our continuing coverage of the NFL Draft, brought to you by FedChoice Federal Credit Union. The federal community is playing a crucial role in our fight during these tough times, and FedChoice Federal Credit Union sincerely thanks everyone working tirelessly to help mitigate the disaster. Learn how we can help you at FedChoice.org, insured by NCUA. And we're talking about what the Redskins should do today in the draft. They have a third-round pick early, of course, third-round pick. They do not have a second-round pick, but I threw out the scenario, what if they're able to snag a second-rounder for Trent Williams? What do you want to see them do with a second and third? I said wide receiver, tight end, because they need to help out Dwayne Haskins, but some of you say you got to draft the lineman or just go best player available.
I still think corner is a – I don't know if it's a screaming need for this team, but it's definitely a need. No Josh Norman. Dunbar departs. He was allegedly your best cover corner. You bring in Fuller. I like that move. Darby, I'm not crazy about. I mean, that guy was roasted left and right last year in Philadelphia when he was healthy. So he's on a prove-it type of deal. I think you definitely need to upgrade the corners.
You still have Moreau. You still have Moreland.
I would agree with that. I would say receiver, corner, tight end, tackle. Those four, but I would go receiver first. And if I would go receiver with my first pick today, and then if I could somehow move up and get another pick, and one of those receivers that I really liked still there, I would jump on them too. I wouldn't hate two receivers in the first two picks.
Wow.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. What do you want to see the Redskins do in day two of the NFL draft?
All right, Let's go to Jamie in Delaware. Hey, Jamie, what's up, man? Y'all with the Junks.
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm a Buckeyes fan, so I just love that we got Chase Young. I was afraid that they were going to trade the pick. And I know we can't get J.K. Dobbins. I just wish that guy could come in and train with Peterson. I think that would be it. That would be incredible because what a great teacher for a guy that's just a dangerous running back. I mean, this guy, J.K. Dobbins, is unbelievable. Good. I mean, I'd love to see him watch him run their wheel route. But also, I'm going to throw in a sleeper. I'm thinking Austin Mack, wide receiver for the Buckeyes. He'd be a great pickup. And I know we need offensive linemen, but – I don't know that much about them. I mean, there's a guy,
nobody
Jackson.
Really does. Yeah.
Yeah, a guard for the Buckeyes. He was a captain at Rutgers before he transferred to Ohio State, and he's pretty damn good. Huh. But, I think K.J. Hill and Benjamin Victor are going to be gone, and I'm thinking that if we got a late pick, we might be able to pick up Austin Mack, but I'm really passionate about that pick.
Well, he loves him some Ohio State.
He loves Ohio State.
He loves him more than John Kine.
He's all in. Yeah.
Hey, man, my dad was in Nagasaki in August 1945, came back from after the bomb dropped, and went to Ohio State to veterinary school. He applied. He got turned down, and he wrote him a letter back and said, thanks for considering me. And they said, all right, you can come, but you got to get a B average. Uh-huh. He also graduated from West Virginia University with Don Knotts.
Oh, wow.
The same damn graduating.
I don't know how this has anything to do with anything, but I appreciate the story.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
It's all good. It's all appreciate good. Thank it. You, buddy.
By the way, this is a softball for Cakes. Aren't you somewhat related to Don Knotts?
I think my dad was like an eighth cousin.
Oh,
something along those lines, yes. Very distant relative.
I've forgotten that nugget. Yeah.
It's a nugget. It's a nugget from the Allville family tree. Just keeps giving and giving and giving.
He's one of the funniest actors of all time.
He's a very funny man. Don Knotts.
Just awesome on Three's Company.
Pour some out for him tonight.
Yeah, pour some out for him. Let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Mo.
Where they used to hang out on Three's Company.
Get that softball. Are you serious? You're asking me.
Jason?
The name of the bar? The name of the restaurant?
Yeah, God, what?
Come on, Jason.
What's the initials?
Yeah, give me the initials.
RB. Something the Redskins shouldn't draft today.
What is it?
It rhymes, Ricky.
Ruby Booby.
What is it?
It's the Regal Beagle.
Oh, God, how do I not know that?
How do you
know?
Because you're old.
It's too early. It's too early in the
old.
Day.
We're starting to lose our memories.
Yeah.
Well, I knew the Regal Beagle.
And we're way older than the audience now. No one knows the reference.
Nobody understands.
No one understands.
All right,
that.
Let's go
People
to Mo.
Know the Regal Beagle.
On line two. Mo, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, fellas.
What's
Thanks
up,
for
Mo?
Taking my call.
Right.
As far as today, I'd like to see them work out a trade for Trent to possibly pick up a third. I'd like to see that third exchange for O.J. Howard if possible. I don't believe there's a better tight end in this draft, and that's definitely a position that we need to address. And with the other third pick that we have, best corner or left tackle available. I mean, that is a position that we also really need to address, and with the shortage of picks, I think we need to use that first third on, you know, the best player that's available at either one of those positions.
Seems very reasonable to me.
Yeah, we're kind of forgetting about O.J. Howard because he is definitely available.
Yeah. Thank you, Mo.
He's not following your path, Jason, where he just picked two guys and didn't pick a wide receiver.
Well, I mean, if you think this team doesn't need a receiver, you're crazy. I'm overselling it a little bit to go receiver because they definitely need a corner. But they definitely need to with all the receivers in this draft. You kidding me?
It'd be nice to have another premier guy.
Might be able to get your guy KJ Hamler from Penn State. That dude is a burner.
He can run like the wind. But the only problem with him is he's really small.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's 5'9", I'd be surprised. But he can run.
All right, let's go to Jamie at Silver Spring. It says Jamie's got the Corona. He's got the Rona. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, guys.
What's
first of all. You got to get a receiver. I'll stay with the segment.
Were you texting me yesterday or the day before?
I was, Bish. I'm sick, bro.
Are you all right, man? You don't sound good.
No, I'm not well. Listen, Bish, EB.
Yeah.
When you lose your senses and you can't smell or taste, you're sick, brother.
So hold on, man. And how old are you? Jamie, how old are you? I want to hear your deal. How old are you?
53.
Okay.
53. I'm 6'2", 200 pounds. I've been refereeing for years. Guys, you guys see me. I've done 7 WCAC championship games.
You're a basketball ref or a football ref?
Basketball official.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty fit, 6'2", 200, so you're not overweight or anything.
Do you have
No, not overweight. Run, do all that stuff. But I was telling Bish, I think this lady at the Safeway, before the stuff was mandatory.
Yeah.
The lady didn't have any mask on, no gloves.
Right.
It was like a day before it was mandatory. I'm guessing. But
you think that's how you got it?
I keep going back and trying to figure out whether it was a gas pump or that woman. I don't know, man.
How long have you had it?
I think I'm on day 9.
Wow.
Are you doing like telemedicine with your doctor and that kind of thing?
Yeah, Dr. Wong, yes.
What are they saying? Yes. Dude, you sound like you're in serious distress.
Well, yeah, I'm starting to get worse. I was on hold for too long, bro.
You are,
but listen.
Okay. Yeah.
Hold on. Do you have a fever? Do you have a fever?
What are your symptoms?
I'm starting to get a fever. And that's pissing me off because I hadn't had anything but the smell or taste.
Right.
And now I'm sweating a little bit. But
well, that's
what are they telling you? What is the doctor telling you? Did they give you anything? Any of these experimental drugs that they're trying?
I'm going to try the chloroquine thing. I'm scared. I don't know what I'm going to do with this thing, man.
Yeah.
Did you actually have a test?
You'll be all right.
Rough it out.
Did you actually have a test? Where did you get tested?
My doctor's office. She put it starts in your nose. She swabbed my nose.
Right.
And she told me to quarantine for 14 days.
Right. And are you talking to her every day?
I talk to her every other day. I'm going to call her today because I'm sweating.
I want you to Google this, buddy. Not that I'm a doctor, of course, right? So don't, everyone will mock me. But
no.
There's a lot of people out there that have, Chris Cuomo was doing it. What's the woman from Harry Potter? They're breathing exercises.
J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling was doing it. Google the breathing exercises.
Hold your breath?
No. Not hold your breath. There's a whole thing. Breathing exercises to do to keep your lungs moving and active to try to help prevent any of this stuff getting lodged in there. Okay? Will you Google that?
I will.
Did somebody
take a dump in Vrabel and I missed it?
No.
Why?
Because Cakes was talking about it.
I thought I heard somebody.
By the way, 5% of me thinks this is a bit call.
A bit?
Yeah,
That's what JP's going with.
It's a bit.
He sounds like he's dying.
He sounds terrible.
I'm telling you,
He texted me about a bit.
Listen,
he texted me like 3 days ago.
Who would bit this?
Yeah. I believe you.
I actually believe him.
Here's who: a bunch of psychos that listen to radio all day,
and or someone does a fake grease man voice on the show.
I mean, it's possible. I'm kind of with Cakes.
You just have to keep your guard up for shenanigans.
Don't hang up on him yet.
I'm not hanging up.
He sounds like he's dying, and then all of a sudden he asks the Redskins thing, and then he sounds like dying. And he goes to Vrabel.
He's like Ferris Bueller.
He's a sports fan. He wants to talk sports.
I don't know. Who do you live with?
I take care of my 93-year-old mother, but she is now with my sister.
She is. Where do you live?
Silver Spring.
So you think you might be right. I've been trying to take him seriously.
I think he has it, but I think he's playing up the symptoms on the air right now.
You do?
Okay. Well, you know what? Why don't you drive to his house and hang out with him today?
Well, I'm not going to do that.
Why don't you do that?
So hold on. Jamie, were you taking all the precautions, washing your hands a million times and all that?
Yeah, mask and everything. Mask,
so then how the hell
gloves.
Did you get it?
Well,
you
I don't know.
Safeway worker.
I don't know.
Yeah, but if he's wearing a mask and he's washing his face and his hands and stuff, he probably didn't get it.
Oh, gee. Now they're calling your – I believe you. I'm the one out of the six.
You,
I believe
I'll
you.
I'm trying to figure out how we got – I'm saying he didn't.
That's probably not it, though. Cakes said 5% chance that
maybe
it's
higher.
A fake. I would go about 15 to 20%. So I mostly believe him, but I wouldn't be stunned.
So what is the doctor prescribed for you? Specifically?
He hung up. He panicked.
Oh, so he was lying.
He wasn't lying. How do you know he's lying?
Well, why did he hang up?
Maybe his sweaty hands hit the
rat.
End call button.
Cakes, I was trying to take him seriously.
Jason.
And then,
I don't think he was lying because he texted me like 3 days ago and told me that he had it, and then he was trying to get through. But
right, so he's trying to do a bit answer. For 3 days.
But I talked to him on hold before I put him on hold. He sounded fine, and then he gets on the air and he's
he hypes it up. I mean, Dr. Wong, that didn't strike
fine.
You.
He sounded fine.
I mean, he sounded a little sick, but as soon as he got on the air, his symptoms were 10 times worse.
He got a fever when he was on hold.
Cakes, my doctor's name is actually Dr. Wong.
Okay, but it sounds like a very bit-type name.
I think it's a pretty common name.
Okay, all right, well, I challenge you. Hold on. I challenge you, if you really believe that he is.
Go hang out with him. Go make out with him.
You're in Maryland. You're in Silver Spring. You're 5 minutes from his house. Go hang out with him today for an hour.
Right.
I'm challenging you to do that.
Well, if he gave me, like, an astronaut suit, there was a story about a guy saying we should all have astronaut suits in this country.
Hey, right. EB, here's an idea. Maybe you could take that fake caller some Paisanos. Nice. Who wouldn't want to take a little of the work out of working from home? Our pals at Paisanos are all over it with their work from home BOGO now every day of the week. Like today, for example, buy any large pizza at regular price and get a free large pizza of equal or lesser value. That's kind of silly. Order online or via the Paisanos app and use the promo code WFHBOGO. That's WFHBOGO. Curbside pickup and no contact delivery is available. Paisanos, not just pizza, but something for everyone delivered. For more details and to order, visit PaisanosPizza.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. Reminder, tonight, 6:30, check out Pete and the Rooster as they have NFL draft coverage starting at 6:30 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, our continuing coverage of the NFL draft has been presented by a fantastic sponsor.
You grasp, you need, I've got it. FedChoice Federal Credit Union. The federal community is playing a crucial role in our fight during these tough times, and FedChoice Federal Credit Union sincerely thanks everybody working tirelessly to help mitigate the disaster. Learn how we can help you at FedChoice.org, insured by NCUA. There's your full
I want to know if Kevin McCarthy can name four players that was drafted last night.
Oh, my God.
Impossible.
No, he can't name
well,
two.
Well, he should get the Skins pick, and I was thinking at least one of the QBs.
No.
Hey, JP.
Can you name three players? Happened. Name three players that were drafted last night.
Jason, I have no idea. Single
name one.
Name.
You can't even name one? Not even the Redskins?
Who's the Redskins pick?
No idea.
Oh,
Chase
my God.
Something? Is it Chase something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which team
is
had the
right?
First overall pick last night? Just name the team.
I don't know.
Just throw a team out there.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That was not the Tampa
yes,
Bay
Yes, you're right.
By the way, they changed their name, Kevin. Did you know they're Tampa Bay?
Hey, Kevin, I watched – I was bored yesterday. I was bored yesterday because it was raining. I watched American Assassin. I hadn't seen it, with Michael Keaton and Dylan O'Brien. Pretty good. And Taylor Kitsch.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I liked it. I give it a strong B.
Yeah, there's a beach scene at the beginning of that film that is. Anybody who's listening to this segment for the first time, because I'm normally on at 7, this is like a bit. I mean, I genuinely do not know who was drafted last night. I'm not doing a bit. I just didn't follow it. That's because I was watching the Beastie Boys documentary last night. So there's three things I want to get into with you guys today. I want to preview The Last Dance because I'm all in on this. I know I'm not a sports person, But to me, that documentary series plays out like a film. It really is cinematic in the way it's produced. I know the 30 for 30s are like that as well.
Right, that's one.
But I genuinely wanted to say, anybody out there listening, I know everybody listens to your show or sports fans, but I found the docuseries to be incredibly engaging and moving. I learned so much. I didn't know really a lot about Scottie Pippen being underappreciated. Did not know he was the 122nd highest player in the league, even though he was considered to be the second best next to Jordan. These are all things I was learning.
He wasn't considered to be the second best player to Michael Jordan.
He was top 10.
He was a top 10. Multiple All-Star.
Yeah, but also,
anyway, what are your other two things? So you want to talk about The Last Dance and what else? Because I think you should talk about Extraction.
Beastie Boys documentary and Extraction are the three things I want to preview this weekend.
All right, can you do Extraction first? Because I'm thinking about doing a movie night with the older kids. Obviously, that's not for a toddler.
Yeah, so Extraction is a hyper-violent, R-rated Chris Hemsworth film. Jason, I think this is actually a movie you would love. So he plays a black market mercenary who essentially is hired to rescue the son of an international drug lord. And the movie is directed by a gentleman who comes from a stunt background. So did you guys see Atomic Blonde with Charlize Theron?
No chance.
Okay. So in Atomic Blonde, there was this amazing stairwell action sequence that Charlize Theron did. This director choreographed that sequence. He also choreographed a lot of the action in the John Wick films. So if you could imagine a movie that combines Call of Duty, John Wick, Thor, and just extremely R-rated violence produced by the gentleman who directed the Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame, I can't think of a better pitch to somebody who loves action films.
You should always call it John Rick, by the way.
John Rick.
I know.
John Rick. There is a 12-minute wonder that happens in this film that is insane. Early on in the movie, the first half, it kind of drags. But Jason, when you get to the second half of this movie, it is going to blow your mind. There's a bridge scene in this film that just goes on and on and on. It's just Hemsworth doing a lot of these own stunts. It's R-rated. It's on Netflix. The production value is absolutely absurd. This movie was made for a lot of money, and you can tell. Is it great? At the end of the day, I found it to be highly entertaining. I thought the story could have used some work, but I gave it a 3.5 out of 5. It's worth seeing.
All right. 3.5 out of 5. It's kind of disappointing. Is it better than an awful Spencer Confidential?
Yeah, but see,
that wasn't
thing.
Awful.
Awful.
Come on. That was not awful.
Fell asleep to it twice.
It's mediocre.
Cheesy. A little cheesy.
My ratings during this time obviously are, you know, 3.5 out of 5 on my scale would normally mean to either wait for the matinee or maybe go to like a cheaper ticket. Because this is a Netflix film, it was a movie that I watched that you would watch and go, That was fun, and then just move on with your life. You know what I mean? It's not like
question.
Something that's going to stay
answer
with.
Answer the question. Is it better than Spencer Confidential?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, okay. Definitely. Definitely. Yeah, for sure.
I just started. I'm watching it now on one of my 800 monitors in my office.
It's really, really good.
But I just can't hear it. I'm just watching it.
Dude, just wait till you see some of these scenes. So I actually interviewed Chris Hemsworth for this movie. We did like a virtual junket, just like I'm talking to you guys now. And he was in Australia, and I was in D.C., and it was really nice because he was very talkative, very cool to talk to, but he learned to hold his breath for 2.5 minutes for this film. So, Jason, you're going to see a scene shortly as you're watching it where he dives into the water, and he's just sitting there underwater thinking, and he was really doing that. It's pretty
insane.
He
doesn't look like he's feeling too good on the bridge right now.
Water. Yeah, the scene you're watching on the bridge right now is the beginning, but you know, we'll get into that. 3.5 out of 5.
I don't think I can hold my breath for 45 seconds, let alone 2.5 minutes.
Dude, Tom Cruise can hold his breath for 6 minutes underwater.
No way. 6 minutes?
Yeah.
I'm
Look
calling
it up.
Shenanigans on
Wait,
that.
Is it documented? Do we have video of it?
Tom Cruise can hold his breath for 6 minutes. Go online and look it up.
All right. Does that mean there's video of it?
I don't know that I've seen video of it. I've talked to him
okay,
about
so
it.
Okay, so it's legend. It's legend.
I don't think it's legend. Look it up. Look up Tom Cruise breath hold.
That's the kind of thing. Listen, I know guys can learn how to do that. It's the kind of thing I'd have to see it to believe it, especially coming from Tom. Blaine do it when he did that bit? And he learned how to do it.
He did it for like 2 hours.
Blaine's a hack. He's a terrible hack. Hours.
How do you not like David Blaine, Case?
Not into him.
I like David Blaine.
How do you not like him?
But I didn't like all those made-for-TV gimmick tricks he was doing where he was in the coffin and the ice coffin or whatever that was.
I don't
like who's better?
Eric, I like the car tricks.
Copperfield or Blaine?
I mean, I'm sure Copperfield on some level is better, but Blaine is more interesting to me. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
You guys
Blaine.
BC Boys? You guys BC Boys fans?
Somewhat.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why? All right, so there's a documentary out today by Spike Jonze. It came out on Apple TV today. It is outstanding. To undersell it, I had tears in my eyes watching a Beastie Boys documentary because it's, you know, obviously you guys know Adam Yauch and MCA passed away in 2012. So when you see Ad Rock and Mike D come out on stage, this is a live docuseries. What they did was Spike Jonze, who actually directed their Sabotage video years ago, directed this video, this documentary for them in the Brooklyn Theater called the King's Theater. And essentially it's Mike D and Ad Rock on stage telling you the entire Beastie Boys story with visuals and videos to an entire sold out crowd. And for me, I didn't know a lot about their history, the Rick Rubin stuff, Run DMC. I mean, I knew all those things were factored into them becoming who the Beastie Boys were. But what's interesting about the documentary is learning how impactful MCA was. Adam Yauch, the gentleman who, you know, obviously one of the greatest artists, passed away in 2012 of cancer. But his influence on Beastie Boys, dude, I did not know they were super embarrassed by their older stuff like Fight for Your Right to Party. I didn't know that those things were.
Because those things were essentially a goof at that time. You know, they blew up, but it was kind of a goof.
Exactly. And to your point, Eric, that's exactly what MCA got bitter about. He didn't want to be like known as this joke. So the Beastie Boys, you guys know the Beastie Boys. They were always kind of that fun group, but they actually are super talented musicians. You know, obviously when they played Sabotage live, you have Mike D on the drums, you got Adam Yauch on the bass, and you got Ad Rock playing guitar and singing. These guys were multi-talented. They come from like a punk rock, you know, Cakes, you know, Bad Brains. I mean, that's all the beginnings and the early work with the Beastie Boys. But then going into this documentary series, just seeing Mike D and Ad Rock reminisce about old days of the Beastie Boys, like how they all met up, how they essentially separated at one point, how their Paul's Boutique album bombed. I mean, they go through all these amazing stories, but at the end of the day, seeing Ad Rock on that stage, talking to a crowd of people, crying, missing his friend MCA and Adam Yauch, it was just a really touching piece of footage that really kind of felt like a bedtime story was being told to you by the Beastie Boys while you were going to sleep about their lives. And it's a really beautiful piece of documentary footage.
And they have great footage throughout their career?
Dude, you are going to flip out. They have footage in there that I had never seen before. Like they used to do some of the funniest bits like on television shows and live things throughout the 80s. And you guys probably saw some of this on TV shows when they were on. But for me, it was kind of a wake-up call. I didn't, you know, Beastie Boys, for me, my beginning of Beastie Boys was Intergalactic. I mean, that was my first, you know, movement or moment with the Beastie Boys because that was my age at the time. And that video was iconic. And they actually think Hello Nasty is their best album. So I love the movie. I give it a 4.5 out of 5.
I want to see it. You sold me.
Eric, do you have Apple TV?
We got less than 30 seconds, Kevin.
I think so.
Okay. So people out there who want to know, Apple TV is where you can find Beastie Boys story. I gave it a 4.5 out of 5. Extractions on Netflix, I gave that a 3.5 out of 5. And don't make fun of me, but I do love The Last Dance. And if anybody out there wants to actually rewatch 1 and 2 before 3 and 4 air on Sunday, ESPN's running all 4 of them again. Also, people have been asking me this. And this
quickly.
At the beginning of the show, you see Netflix and ESPN Presents. It's not on the Netflix that you and I know. It goes up to Netflix internationally 5 hours later after ESPN airs it, so people around the world.
All right, Kevin. People can follow you at Kevin McCarthy TV. We got to get out of here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Thank you, buddy. All right, mute him quickly.
Cakes and EB, you guys are on 9 till noon tomorrow. Then Jason and I take over at noon as we talk NFL draft. For Bish, Cakes, EB, I'm JP.
Grandma,
Granddaddy, they're coming up next on The Fan.
JP.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.